SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Изабела, добар ден и благодарам што одвои време да поразговараш за SBS на македонски.
Добар ден, Радица, како си?
Јас сум добро, благодарам, и уште подобро сега што можам да разговарам со тебе и да ти честитам за твоите постигнувања. Ти беше селектирана од страна на Младинската организација на Австралија, што е дел од Обединетите нации, како единствен представник од Западна Австралија, од вкупно 250 кандидати за да учествуваш во програмата за млади дипломати. Кажи ни, Изабела, малку повеќе за таа програма, што е во нејзиниот фокус и со какви искуства ти лично очекуваш да се стекнеш по комплетирањето на истата, но исто така и какви критериуми требаше да исполниш за да бидеш избрана токму ти во така голема конкуренција?
Можам да разговарам по македонски, ама за стручните зборови полесно ми е да разговарам по англиски. Се надевам дека нема да им пречи на слушателите. Малко по-чисто можам да кажам што сакам да кажам. So United Nations Youth Australia is a program run for Australian youth. It's a non-for-profit organization and they pretty much focus on youth empowerment, education and community engagement and aim to educate, inspire and I guess promote the movements of the next generation of Australian diplomats, influencers and leaders. The program educates kids in international matters and encourages them to look beyond the scale of Australian politics and really focus on how things work on an international scale as well as how differences can be made on an international level. So this tour is a really incredible opportunity for 16 year 10 to 12 students across Australia, so called delegates, to travel with four conveners across eight European countries, including Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Poland, Hungary, Austria and the Czech Republic, across 1 month and focus on the history as well as the development and future course of diplomacy and democracy across Europe and looking at how everything began all the way back from the origins of the Holy Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. And then all the way up to the development of the European Union and the future of European politics.
Така, Македонија не е во програмата, нели? Босна и Херцеговина е, меѓутоа Македонија не е, иако е блиско, многу добро. Изабела, минатата година ти имаше можност да посетуваш уште еден летен курс по политички науки и меѓународни односи на престижниот Универзитет Оксфорд во Англија. Какви беа искуствата од тие студии?
I had the absolute pleasure of being selected along with nine other girls from my school to attend a two-week summer course at Oxford University in the United Kingdom. It was called the Broadening Horizons Program and it gave us the opportunity to study three courses of choice. I studied political science and international relations, classical civilizations and art and architecture. And I was lectured by people so renowned in their field that it was truly an awestruck, inspiring experience. And it was actually what inspired me to want to pursue political science after school. Mm-hmm. It really gave me an insight working interdependently and dependently with students from over 50 countries, everyone with different experiences, opinions, and national identities, all in one classroom learning about things on a international scale. And it was just truly phenomenal seeing just that level of zest and fusion in the classroom of so many passionate, inspired kids that really wanted to make a difference. And it really got me on the ball thinking, you know, this is what I want to do when I finish. I want to be able to travel and to make a difference, and really improved my communication skills as well as my leadership and my independence traveling away from home at that age.
Браво, Изабела, ти очигледно си заинтересирана за продлабочување на твојот интерес за тоа како функционира светот на меѓународно ниво и исто така и како не функционира и како разбирањето на иста испреплетеност на историите, луѓето, системите и идеологиите на разни нации придонеле за развојот на политиката, дипломатијата и демократијата. Се гледаш ли себе си како можеби еден дипломат?
It is definitely something that I would like to have a part of my future career pathway. I find it really, really interesting seeing how histories, people, culture, systems and ideologies all intertwine and how it impacts the political landscapes of a country and the way that countries work with one another. I think it's really important for people my age to be more interested in things like this because there is certainly an underrepresentation of youth in parliaments all over the world. And I think it's truly an incredible experience that I have ahead that will, I believe, set me on a course to want to be a part of this field in future years.
Добро, Изабела, сега кажи ни малку и за себе и за твоето потекло. Во изминатава година кај македонците ширум светот еден од најупотребуваните зборови беше зборот идентитет. Како се чувствуваш ти? Со што се идентификуваш? Како се идентификуваш и какви се твоите врски со потеклото?
So I am 18 years old and Australian born, but my mum is from Prilep and my dad is from Berovo. And I started speaking Macedonian before I started speaking English. At home with my family. I sort of learned English more from school and then Macedonian from my parents and my grandparents. And so I think I've always been raised with like one foot in each culture and always been very proud of my Macedonian identity, identifying as both Macedonian, Australian, and always promoting my culture, my language, my connections and always very much feeling like it was important and something that should be embraced. And I believe that with the word identity, I think it often gets thrown around without people quite realizing how special it is and how much individual identities need to be cherished and the importance of multiculturalism. And I truly believe that we see a lot of that in Australia. It is one of the most like multicultural embracing nations in the world. And I think it's really important to be able to embrace those differences between cultures.
Изабела, каква би била твојата порака кон оние кои сакаат да останат само во тесните рамки на својата култура во Австралија?
I definitely think that there is a level of comfort that comes from just sticking with one set of ideologies and one more perhaps traditional mindset and the comforts of home and culture. But I think it's quite underestimated the benefits that come from creating connections between cultures and embracing so many different things around us. Like for me, none of my experiences in the last 18 years, especially with family and with traditional holidays and like Macedonian celebrations, none of them would have been half as fun if I didn't embrace both sides of, I guess, of my identity, both as an Australian and as a Macedonian youth. And I think that given the circumstances of how dynamic the world is today and the way that it is progressing, both with just the simplicities of things like media and how much easier it is to connect with people and different things and ideas, that it certainly should be something that is embraced more and something that we all should strive to be a part of as many different cultural experiences as possible.
Изабела, ти си само 18, на 18 годишна возраст, така?
Yeah.
А зборуваш како 38 или 48 годишен дипломат. Би можела да те слушам цел ден. Ти благодарам за разговорот и ти посакувам многу успех во твоите амбиции во иднина да работиш на поле каде што ќе можеш да направиш позитивна разлика. Среќен ти пат и се надавам ќе слушнеме за твоите тамошни искуства кога ќе се вратиш повторно во Австралија.
Фала премногу, Равица, за твоето време and for your passion and for your time. Thank you so much. Сакам да и посакам на сите слушатели на SBS на Македонски Среќен Божик и среќна Нова година.